You've lost, too. How eager would you have been to lose me as well? He flushed. Even in the firelight, she could see it. He speaks ill of me, Susanna, and have thought worse.
Perhaps I have, she said. If so, I say sorry. I wasn't sure of what I wanted myself. Part of me wants to see the tower, you know. Part of me wants that very badly, and even if Patrick can draw the unfound door into existence, and I can open it, it's not the real world it opens on. That's what the names on the shirts mean, I'm sure of it.
You mustn't think that, Roland said. Reality is seldom a thing of black and white, I think. Of is and isn't, be and not be.
Patrick made a hooting sound, and they both looked. He was holding his pad up, turned toward them, so they could see what he had drawn. It was a perfect representation of the unfound door, she thought. The artist wasn't printed on it, and the doorknob was plain, shiny metal. No crossed pencils adorned it, but that was all right. She hadn't bothered to tell him about those things, which had been for her benefit and understanding.
They did everything but draw me a map, she thought. She wondered why everything had to be so damn hard, so damn riddledy-dum mysterious, and knew that was a question to which she would never find a satisfactory answer. Except it was the human condition, wasn't it? The answers that mattered never came easily.
Patrick made another of those hooting noises. This time it had an interrogative quality. She suddenly realized that the poor kid was practically dying of anxiety, and why not? He had just executed his first commission, and wanted to know what his patrono d'arte thought of it.
It's great, Patrick, terrific.
Yes, Roland agreed, taking the pad.
The door looked to him exactly like those he'd found as he staggered along the beach of the Western Sea, delirious and dying of the lobstrosity's poisoned bite. It was as if the poor tongueless creature had looked into his head and seen an actual picture of that door, a photograph.